What do you think it means to bless or to be blessed? In the gospel reading for this morning, Elizabeth calls Mary blessed. The moment she hears her voice, the baby leaped in her womb, and she says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Blessed. And a little bit later, speaking about Mary in the third person this time, Elizabeth says again, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary herself, soon thereafter, takes up her song and says, "Surely from now on, generations will call me blessed." Blessed. To bless, blessing, be blessed, bless you. It's a concept that we refer to quite a bit, but I wonder if we realize what we're really saying when we use that word. I was out and about somewhere within the last couple of years, and it must have been around the time of St. Patrick's Day, because I remember having my attention caught there in the grocery store, wherever I was, by a shirt that someone was wearing, and it was green with shamrocks and things all over it. And I remember having to look really hard at the writing on that shirt because it was in fine print gold and it was in cursive, not very easy to read at a glance. And what the shirt said, once I finally could make it out, is not lucky, just blessed. Not lucky, just blessed. I like that shirt. It made me think a little bit. And it made me think especially about what we mean when we use that word, bless. And I thought about why that person wearing that shirt might have wanted people to think about the difference between being lucky and being blessed. Mary has journeyed and showed up at Elizabeth's home, and Elizabeth has seen something. Elizabeth has heard something, felt something, observed and announced that Mary has been blessed. What is it that she is noticing, do you think? What is it that she is announcing and that Mary is rejoicing over? As we've been journeying through Advent this year, we've been talking in different ways about the meaning of home. Well, today Mary has shown up at Elizabeth's home, and so much of what I've been talking about over these past 3 weeks makes an appearance here in our reading today as well, in one fashion or another. First of all, there's a sense here that the timing of this trip has come at just the right time, the time when both Mary and Elizabeth were ripe and ready to have this meeting with one another. I started off this series several weeks ago by talking about Advent and the timing of homecoming. And here, if it had been too soon, they couldn't have felt the encounter the way that they did, or been together as co-travelers in their pregnancies in the way that they are. It also could have come too late, beyond the time of easy travel, you might say, beyond the time when there was enough clear space in their lives and in their heads to really meet like this. There's a piece here about the timing of home, about how some things just need to wait until the right time and to take the time to unfold as they're supposed to. And there's perhaps an element here as well of that complexity of home that I talked about in the second week of this series. What long-standing family relationships don't have their complexities? What journeys don't have their fears and their reservations? Two women hearing things from God and from angels about the babies they were carrying. Wonderful things. Unbelievable things. Surely there must have been some of the fear, some of the reservation, some of the complexity of home that we are so familiar with here. There's certainly some of the joy of home here too. I talked about that last week. And here there's certainly the joy of their meeting, the joy of their reunion, of meeting face to face with someone who's right just exactly where you are. The joy of finding a true companion who understands where you are today, who is where you are today, and to be seen and heard and loved by that person. But now there's blessing as well. And what does blessing add to this emerging picture of what a home might be? Of what the home really is that we're being called to come to, that we've been invited to come back to in this season of home. You know, it seems to me that to say that something has been blessed, as Mary and Elizabeth do here today, is to say that God has done something here. God has touched something and caused it to grow, caused it to flourish somehow. God has caused something to thrive, something to become truly alive, something to profit that otherwise might not have. And most importantly, perhaps God has done it just because. Just because. Just because love. Just because grace. Just because God is God and God is going to do what God wants to do. And all that we can do is to see it and to receive it and to be blessed. It's funny, Elizabeth's main role in this encounter is just to recognize the fact of the matter, isn't it? She doesn't bless Mary herself. She just feels and observes and calls it like she sees it, doesn't she? She declares to Mary the fact that Mary is blessed and there's nothing else to do but praise the Lord. And that's what Mary does here. She praises the Lord. This passage of Scripture is called the Magnificat for a reason. My soul rejoices. My soul magnifies the Lord. There's something about recognizing and declaring that there's blessing here that pushes in the direction of praise, I think. Because to say that something has been blessed is to say that God is at work here. Receive this thing in the knowledge that God is at work. And that God loves you. I wonder, church, if blessing in that sense is a word we just use, or if it's the attitude we actually take in our day-to-day lives on the ground. Because if we say we're blessed and really understand what we're saying, then there's got to be some praise and thanks that comes along with that, right? If I'm lucky, I'm just a statistical outlier. If I'm blessed, then I see how God has his hands in the world and is making it flourish in love. Isn't it interesting that Jesus would be coming into a world in just this way? That the road for Christ is prepared in blessing. That the Marys and the Elizabeths would pave the way in part by opening their eyes and calling attention to where God is at work for the good. Isn't it interesting that part the preparation for Christmas would be made with eyes and hearts that are becoming attuned in just this sort of way. There's no hint of jealousy in Elizabeth's declaring Mary blessed. There's no complaint. There's no reservation, no division here. They find themselves together in a home, sharing the awe and the profound appreciation of the way that God has just touched, has just graced the world and their lives. It's like for a moment they get to just sit together and observe this wonderful, beautiful thing together. Look, just look at what God is up to. The blessings in our lives are the things that we're ready to say that God has been up to somehow. They're the things that train our eyes to see that God has been at work. And Jesus is coming to make his home among the people who have been prepared in just this sort of way. The blessings of home are the things that God has done to touch special places in our lives and to bring them alive and to make them flourish just because love, just because grace, just because God is God. And these places, challenging as they can be, and with all of the mixed histories that they hold, they're not altogether different than the world that Christ came to make his home within, are they? That world certainly was a place with a mixed history of joy and of grief. That world certainly was a world with hardship and a world with injustices and entrenched rivalries and hatred. These homes that we speak of, and certainly the home that Jesus was coming to take a place within, they're never 100% clear of the contaminants, as much as we'd like them to be. There are no places in the world at all like that. The blessing, though, comes when God touches and gives new life, even in those places, though. Even in those places where hard things have happened. Even among those connections with complicated histories, part of coming home for Christmas is getting ready to see what God might do, how God might touch and bring new life, even in those places. Isn't that the whole story of this season? Isn't that everything that we read about in Advent? Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zechariah and John the Baptist, they're going about making their preparations, sharpening their eyes, calling the people to prepare the way because God is coming into this world that we have, this broken world. And he's coming with that touch of blessing to bring forth new shoots of green blessing and life here. This is the week. Make hearts ready for praise, ready to see, ready to sing out the blessing, to name it and to praise God for what God has done and is still doing all around us. And all of God's people said, Amen.